Hey everybody, pleasure to be back this year at Beltwide. Good to see a full crew and a lot of faces, both past and present and familiar. So I'm going to provide another module averaging update. We don't do this every year, but we do it. Try to do it every couple of years. Harrison suggested this might be a good year, and actually it turned out to be a good year. So in essence, what I want to be talking about is what are the benefits of module averaging. In other words, why should you really care about module averaging? We hope you care about it, and we hope maybe if you don't care much before, you'll care more about it in about 15 minutes. What is it? It's a program we've been doing now for 25 years. Since 1991, we provide it to all customers at no extra charge. And basically what it means in a nutshell is for the four primary factors that you see, we take the average of a module of those bales, and we turn that back out in terms of that grade on all the bales that are in the module. Participation, this shows the last, and most of the slides I'm going to show are the last 4 years. Some are kind of cumbersome, so I've taken some of those and shown them by year. So I'm going to go through some of mine pretty quickly. But this year, in terms of percentage, and maybe in terms of bales before it's all over with, is the largest percentage that we've ever had participate in module averaging. We've had 44.5%. This is as of about mid-December. These numbers may be even actually more by now. We were very happy to see these numbers go to this. Obviously, we'd love to see them go all the way to 100%, but to see them surpass 40 and even approach 45% was very good. This kind of shows you by region the trends for the last really 6 years back to 11. So as you can see, pretty much in every region, we have continued to increase. I really like the level of increase we're seeing for the U.S. We're seeing a nice steady increase overall. Little bit of a dip in the Mid-South, but there were some reasons, and some of Robbie's data, I think that may end up panning itself out before it's over with. So why should you consider module averaging? Well, for us, there's two main benefits that we're going to talk about. And for us in AMS, our biggest benefit that we see is the quality, the accuracy of the data. That's our job, is to turn out as accurate a data as we can to the customers. So it's a more accurate test than a single bale, because you're using all the bales in the module. You're getting, in essence, a larger population to use. It stands up to retesting, holds up against scrutiny and challenge. We've got now 25 years of data that we have at our disposal to look at. Added confidence to the spinners and laydowns, and it's really more reliable months later, because again, you're using a pretty homogeneous population there instead of using bale by bale. This is the last reproducibility data we had, which was from 2015, and the reason why we don't have 2016 is we have gone away from our check lot system that we used to have, and we're doing our quality management program now in each office. So we don't really have a check lot system to compare against, but I pulled the most recent one, and you can see in the yellow, that's our reproducibility of module average bales against a double run in quality assurance versus the single bale test against the double run. And if you looked at this over the 23 or 4 years prior to this, they would look very similar. Outliers, we do come across outliers in our testing, not very many. So through 12-16 or so, you can see what the outlier percentage was by factor there. The module average outliers that meet necessary criteria are averaged back into the overall module average. There's a series of rules that we apply in our database. If they show up as an actual outlier, they are removed and they carry a single bale test, and the remainder of the bales in that module are then averaged, and that's outturned as the module average. The benefit of the module averaging is evidenced in our standards work, and some of this is a little busy, but I did want to mention it, because in our standardization engineering division, we have to test, we buy a lot of bales, bring them in, test them to make calibration cottons out of. So in Jimmy Knowlton's shop, they'll test 120 times each the bales that they select. And a lot of times they'll select modules so that they can get a larger number of bales that meet the criteria. So as a result of looking at all that data, we can then conclude that it does, again, support all of the science behind the module averaging. And this is just one example that Jimmy gave to me, where each one of those bales you see on the left were tested 120 times. They're very, very tight on the ranges. When you look at it like that, your differences are very small compared to if we took all of those and tested them individually and looked at them. The difference you can see up on the right-hand side When you look at them all as their average, very, very tight. The single belt test, still a good test, but if we were to test all those individually, your ranges are much wider. Okay, the real advantage, which you really care about, is there an economic advantage? What is it worth to me? Well, there is, on average, an economic advantage. We've done analysis on this for several years as well. In addition to potential benefits of storing, staging, shipping, the organization and warehouses, there is a positive economic impact. Now, this is showing you the 4 years together, and again, it's a little busy, but what you're looking at on the green line is the cents per bale, not per pound, per bale advantage in each one of those years by the offices, classing offices on the bottom, and each one of the lines you see represents a particular factor. So you've got the length, mic, strength, etc. And I'll show it to you in terms of closer up so you can see. This was 2016, so what you're basically seeing is in the Florence, South Carolina region of the Carolinas of Virginia, overall, everybody that module averaged the benefit of 77 cents per bale, and each one of the factors that's included in that, what their advantages were as well, as it goes on down, all the way down through Memphis. So minimum was 41 cents, maximum 77. I'm going to take this down through each 4 years very quickly. So in 15, you went from 93 to 36, and it's going to change year to year. 2014 in Macon was over $1 a bale advantage, all the way down to Lubbock at 51 cents. And then in 13 again, Macon had a 73 cent advantage. What I did here, and I blew up the numbers so you could see them better. The left-hand number, the red, shows you how many, that was actual module averaged. The green is how many were not module averaged, and the black is if you added them together. So in essence, what you're seeing here is in the southeast, and SC is south central, so that's mid-south. What you're seeing is in the southeast, there was a $612,000 benefit for module averaging. There was 1.38 million that were not taken advantage of the module average. And if everybody had a module average, then there would have been almost $2 million in economic advantage. And you can take that across the regions accordingly. That was for this year, up to the middle of December. Again, if you take it back down through the years, you can see that pattern continues. And you can also tell which areas module average the most. Far West module averages over 50%. The Mid-South averages over 50%. And you can see they don't leave quite as much money on the table. Again, in 14 and 13. So your patterns are pretty consistent there. This is looking at it by class and office for 16. If you wanted to look at all of them together, compared. Obviously, you can see the offices that have the smallest green line and the smallest black lines are the ones that take advantage the most. The ones that have the larger ones are the ones we have the least or the lower percentages that take advantage of it. And again, going through each one of those. And 13. I just took, for the 4 years, I just grabbed this data real quick and just try to throw it into a chart form. So this year so far, this was as of the 14th, plus or minus, we had about a little over 5 million bales that were in the module averaging program. Right as of then, the average advantage was about 62 cents, so that equates to 3.2 million of actual realized value. The potential bales were 11.5 million, so the potential module average value was about 7.149 million. So that's the difference between what was taken advantage of and not. And you can see that for the remaining 3 years below that. So a couple of conclusions. One, we know from 25 years of data that it produces a more reproducible data product for cotton classification for the users. It does provide a more economically beneficial data product on average. Not everybody will see the benefits, but on the average you will. Very, very few examples that I've ever seen that showed an actual loss, especially if you use a pretty large amount of module averaging from a gin. It can potentially be a means to help in staging and shipping. I've talked to some warehouse folks and some general warehouse combinations that actually do use it to try to help their blocking so they don't have to move as many bales as often. It does not provide us with any economic benefit. We charge the same either way. In fact, we have to go through a couple of extra steps, but we know the advantage is there. If the gins are willing to work with us to do that, we're certainly willing to work with them. So we always encourage you to try it. You know, you can do as little as one module, or you can do your whole gin. I've already talked to a couple of ginners even at Beltwide this year that have gone to 100% that before just kind of did a little bit or none at all. They have very favorable outcomes. I've talked to folks, you know, there are certain people in the industry that have done 100% module averaging since the day we started, and they said they'd never do it another way. So you got a little bit of a mixed bag. We always encourage you to try it. You can try it. If you don't like it, you can stop doing it. All you have to do is let us know. It's not a problem. If you're interested, you can contact your local classing office or any USDA representative in AMS, and we'll be happy to set you up with who you need to talk to. But the main thing is ask others that have used it what they think. We're going to tell you we think it's great, and we do think it's great. But ask the folks that have done it and see how they like it, because other ginners are going to tell you what they like, what they don't like, where they see issues, where they don't. And that's always where the proof of the pudding is. So we, again, think it's favorable. We're going to probably keep talking about it as long as Harrison wants us to. It's something that we will keep around. It's been around for 25 years, and we're going to continue it every year. So we hope that some of you, if you are not trying it, you'll try it. If you're already doing it, keep doing it. And if you have any questions about it, please let us know. With that, I want to thank you guys again for having us, and be happy to answer any questions. Yeah, David?
Can we get an individual analysis by hand?
You absolutely can. That's a great question. We can provide that. It's an IT function that we do, especially if you module average. It's pretty easy. We can go in and do your comparison. We get the question sometimes, can we see what we would have made if we had have module averaged? Well, that's difficult because we don't know what your module ranges would have been and that kind of thing. So it's a little bit more difficult to provide an accurate analysis on that. But if you're curious to see how you actually did by gin, if you'll let your area director of that region know, we can run that report for you. Be happy to.
Eric.
In the back.
What is a module?
That's a good question. In the way we set up, a module can be classified as anything from 4 bales to 50. All right, so if you bring round, people have asked, can you use the round bales, the new John Deere and other bales? Yes, you can. If it's a minimum of 4, the system can handle it with the outlier rules. If you bring in and line them up, it'll go up to 50. People have said, well, what about if you got different modules? The way it's set up with the outlier algorithms and stuff, it will know if you've got enough variance between the bales in there, and it will kick them out. So you can do as little as 4 and as many as 50. Good question.
That's basically my question, too, on how the round modules affected this
average. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, we can't go under 4 because the math doesn't work very well when you do that. But we've run studies on both. We don't see any significant difference, really. Get a little bit. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the afternoon, and thank you guys again.
Thank you.